Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM and the AM. I'm so glad to be with you today. I'm Mike Campbell, and this is my lovely wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody. It's a great day to talk about the Word of God.
That's right.
Start with a day of encouragement. It's a Monday, and it's January, and our theme in January is to kind of talk about how we can set our year for success and things that we can do that will help us to be more like Christ throughout the year. I don't know what else, setting some goals.
Yeah. Well, that's the big thing, is making adjustments or changes in our life.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to transition and become more like Him. That's probably the principal thing, but there's just some things in our lives that need to change. And, you know, obviously the goal is, that we need to, be conformed into the image of His Son. So today we're going to talk about, or this week we're talking about, changing habits. And it's amazing, isn't it? A habit is something that we do continually without thinking about.
Yeah, once it becomes a habit, it's something we do without thinking. You know, it's not intentional.
Yeah.
It's something that we fall back into. And that's one thing we've talked about in the past, is if you don't renew your mind, then your thought patterns will fall back into some of the old way of thinking.
That's right.
And so today we're going to talk, or this week we're going to talk about how to change those habits to be more like Christ.
All right. And so it's important that we examine ourselves and ask ourselves, you know, what do we need to do to make the adjustments in life? What's going on in our life that we don't like? You know, a lot of us see things in our lives we don't like. It takes courage to change those things.
Right.
But we're talking about changing habits because we have the freedom to make changes. We have the ability to choose to change. And that's probably a hard thing. So we'll start out in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and beginning in verse number, 17?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you reading out of? The New Living Translation? Go ahead.
It says here, starting in 17, for the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Verse 18, so all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image.
Now, that's, to me, that's an excellent way of putting it. I was going to read the New King James, but I'm going to leave that alone.
Okay.
Because I like this better. It says, for the Spirit of the Lord, for the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Now, listen, you know, we know that God is everywhere. He's omnipresent.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Right. But listen to me. According to statistics, 84% of American households have Bibles. But I can guarantee 84% of American households aren't living free. They're not acting on the word of God. We had a Bible in our house when I was a kid. We had one of those great big Bibles, but no one ever read it.
And it's one of those that you kept up with births and all those kind of things, right?
Yeah,
that was the kind of home that we had. You had the big Bible and you kept up with births and those kind of things, but nobody actually read it.
Yeah. And Mom kept it. I know for many years, we kept it on a coffee table in the living room where everybody would see it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And,
we have a really big one right over there.
Yeah.
And an antique, and it's this big, thick,
big, and we should have dug it out, but, here's the thing, you know, the Word of God doesn't do you any good until you employ it. You have to accept it, and then you have to, or choose to believe it. Then you have to act on it.
Right.
That's when it becomes yours. You know, seven sons of Sceva over there in the book of Acts, about the 16th chapter. It's what got, you know, Paul was preaching and casting out devils. And so these seven sons decided to cast out devils in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preached. And it didn't work out too good for them.
No, it didn't.
The Bible says those devils beat them up and stripped them naked and ran them out of town. Well, that's not the way we want to go. So when we learn the Word of God, and that's what this is talking about, then the Word of God and the presence of God that is there brings the freedom in your life so that you can choose to change. You can choose to do the will of God. You can choose to act on the word of God. All right. That's what freedom is all about. It's freedom from addiction. It's freedom from alcohol or drugs, freedom from bad relationships. It's
freedom from your past,
freedom from your
freedom
past.
From your bad decisions, freedom from those things. And one of the things that we want to remind you is we're always talking about renewing your mind. It is up to us to do the work of being in the Word of God and making those changes.
Yeah.
You know, let us set aside the weights and sins that drag us down. We are to do that.
That's right. And so it's important that we understand that. And so that freedom that we're looking for and that freedom that we want to have in our life only comes as we stand in the Word of God and act on the authority of the Word of God. And we begin to make changes in our mind. And says, so all of us who have that veil removed.
That's where, when we became born again, when we received Jesus as our Savior, the veil was removed and our eyes were opened.
So let's look at verse 14 and read that for the veil.
Yeah, it says here in verse 14 of the same 2 Corinthians 3, but the people's minds were hardened. And to this day, whenever the old covenant is being read, the same veil covers their minds so they cannot understand the truth. And this veil can be removed only by believing in Christ.
All right. Now, there you are. That's what Jada was talking about earlier. It can only be removed by being born again, by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, up there at the very beginning of that verse, it says, but the people's minds were hardened. That word hardened is blinded. The people's minds were blinded. Okay. So Jada's sitting here next to me. If I put a cloth over her head, and told her, you know, to read what's on the screen, she can't do it. Why? Right. Because there's a blinder that would be in the way. She wouldn't be able to see. She wouldn't be able to walk.
Right.
So there are blinders that are on. There's a covering over our mind from the truth until we hear the word of God. And then something is triggered when we hear the word of God. And then when we accept the word of God, and believe in the word of God and act on it, we become born again. And then that veil is removed so that God's will can be removed or can be, what's the right word I'm looking at? His will can be revealed. That's the word I'm looking for. It can be revealed so that we can make good changes and then we can decide to make changes.
You know, before we go to the next thing, you know, this is why when you're having conversations with people who are not saved and you're trying to, or they're trying to have biblical discussions with you, they don't agree with the word of God. They don't agree with what you believe in. They don't, you know, you are talking to someone whose eyes are blind to the truth because they don't have the Spirit of God inside of them. So it says that their hearts are hardened, their eyes are blind. So if you're trying to have these biblical, these theological discussions with people who are not born again, it's just going to be spinning in circles because they're not going to understand the revelation that you have. So that's why we've said before, just concentrate on salvation when you're talking to unbelievers, when you're talking to people who know nothing about the Bible, or they don't receive, well, they may know something about the Bible, but they don't have the revelation of Christ because they don't have Jesus inside of them. They don't have the Holy Spirit to lead and guide them and open their eyes. So concentrate on salvation when you're talking to unbelievers. Don't try to get into theological discussions because their eyes are blind and they cannot have the revelation or the revealing of the Word of God. It's clear right here.
I remember we were flying home from Israel one time and people got into an argument with the rabbi on the plane.
No, there's no point.
And then they came and got me and said, hey, you need to come over and, you know, listen.
We now know that before we start these tours, we have to have these conversations.
Yeah, we don't get into that.
Yeah. And it's the same with a lot of the guides. You know, a lot of the guides are historical.
Yeah.
They're history people. They're historians. They're about the history of Israel, the geography of Israel, and to have those conversations, even though they can quote you the New Testament, if they're not born again, it is just history for them.
Right.
So stay in salvation when you're talking to non-believers because they don't have the revelation of the Word of God.
So it's important, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Listen to this scripture in Colossians 4:12. It just hit me while Jada was talking. We're talking about knowing the will of God. Mm-hmm. It says Epaphras, or having the will of God revealed. It says Epaphras, who is one of you, a bondservant of Christ, greets you always. Now listen to this, laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect or mature and complete in all the will of God. Now, isn't that amazing? God wants us to be complete in his will.
Yeah.
He wants us to be perfected in his will. And so we pray for one another that that will take place. And the more we press in, the more we press in, it is God's desire for us to do that. And so the more we trust God, the more we trust the word of God, the more we're able to change not only our thought life, but to change our habits.
Right.
So that the habits that were annoying, the habits that were frustrating, or the habits that we know that we didn't want to do. Paul said that over in Romans. He said, what is it, chapter 7? The things I want to do, I don't do. And the things I don't want to do, I do.
Those are habits
that
we have not changed.
And those are things, ladies and gentlemen, that all of us have to deal with. So we want to make sure that we're moving forward and that we are
moving into change.
Yeah, you know, that we're allowing our habits to be changed.
That's right. When we start the new year, we've talked about New Year's resolutions. What are New Year resolutions? There are things that we want to change about ourselves. There are habits that we want to break, or there's a process that we want to change. And so the secular world has done that. We need to do that as Christians and look into the Word of God and see the things that we need to change. So it says here, so that we can be more and more like him.
Yeah,
it
verse says 18.
In 18.
That's a great scripture.
Yeah, let's go back to it. It says, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. And that should be a goal as every believer, is that we become more and more like Christ. We can be perfect like Christ, but we can be more and more like Christ. We can take on the nature of Christ.
Right.
We can see how Christ sees people. You know, we want to see people through the eyes of Jesus, where we would have empathy and compassion and be long-suffering and to love unconditionally. Those are the kind of nature, the kind of characteristics of Christ that we want to be like. And so that's where we have to break some old habits and establish new habits.
That's right.
And that's
well, we're going to talk about that this week. That's exactly right. Let me pray for you. We've run out of time. Father, I pray for every person watching. I pray, Father God, that we will have the ability and that we will have the fortitude to make the adjustments we need to make to change habits so that we can be pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, or follow button right down there so that your family and friends can get connected. And don't forget, if you're on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe now, because you can find out what's going on with Mike Campbell Ministries around the world. Traveling will be starting very soon. And we want you to be connected with what is happening with Mike Campbell Ministries.
All right. Well, listen, everybody, we're so glad you joined us. Join us again tomorrow morning. Same bad time, same bad channel, for more PM in the AM. God bless everybody and have a great day.
God bless.